You made me look like a complete idiot, Elias. But the truth is, I'm glad that you, I mean, your premonition was absolutely wrong. Tell me now, how do you come up with the things that you say to me?
What difference does that make to you? You say it's all in my imagination.
No. Miss Gadiani's story was not my imagination. And what you said about that young man, the basics were correct. That a young man with his situation would come to the hospital. Well, he did. How did you know about this? Do you see these things in your dreams?
No.
What then?
They just come to me.
Come to you? Of course they do. But how? How do they come to you?
I don't know myself. They just... They just come, you know? Doctor, if they won't let you work there anymore, you mean you can't operate at that hospital?
No, don't take it too seriously. What I have to do is visit a shrink and get a clean bill of health from him. But the truth is, I really don't know what to do with Perry.
But how come?
She keeps thinking something's wrong with me. She thinks that I was meeting with an imaginary person last night and wanted to break my fast with him. I just really have no idea how to convince her anymore. I think I have to tell her about you. Is that okay with you?
What?
To let her see you.
No, Doctor. Don't you remember we had a deal?
We did. But Perry's okay. You said you don't want the hospital and doctors to know about you. Well, we'll tell Perry not to tell anyone.
No, no. The truth is, I want to be in solitude, that is all.
Tell me now. Why do you want to be alone all the time? What do you want to do with it?
I am looking for myself. I'm looking for myself.
Fine. Whatever you say, but I can't be with you anymore from tonight on. I mean, we'll see each other less and less.
But why? How come?
'Cause after what happened last night, Perry set conditions that I can't be alone anymore. Either I have to go home or she'll come to the country house. What is it? You shouldn't mind at all. You do want to be alone, don't you?
You're different, Doctor. I came here especially to see you.
The truth is, I'm worried about Perry, my friend. I don't think I have the right to leave her alone under these circumstances. You understand? All right, then. Broth or porridge for tonight? Tell me. I want to get you your stuff for iftar, and then I'll be on my way.
There's no need. I've already got myself some stuff.
I don't want this to happen again. You're my guest over here.
Yes, I'm quite aware that a guest is welcome in your house. But I know that a guest who doesn't leave is like a plague.
Well, what will you have for dinner?
When I have iftar, I don't need dinner.
You have to eat something for Sahar, don't you?
I might not be here by then.
Are you joking, or are you serious?
I'm joking. But seriously, I think it's best if I go. Look, Doctor, I felt that I needed to help you get through this rough time. And now that you are telling me that all of my premonitions are wrong, that you don't want to stay here yourself, there's no need for me to be here anymore. I can always be alone somewhere else.
Listen to me, Elias. It's true that you came here, but before you did, I looked everywhere for you. All I ever wanted was for you to be with me, and I'm not letting you get away that easily. Okay. I'm gonna stay, but I know Perry will come, and we have to play hide and seek eventually, unless I let her see you. Should I leave, or should I wait for Perry to come?
No, it's okay. You go on right ahead.
Look, if you leave, I will not forgive you. You know what? I'm gonna lock the door. You don't need to go out anywhere, do you?
I'll get iftar ready. You go and get Perry, and we'll break our fast together. The three of us.
Great.
Thank you. Hello, Father dear.
Hello, my dear. Are you okay?
I am. You're so early. It's too soon for iftar.
Are you upset?
No, I'm not upset. I'm quite surprised.
Are you going somewhere?
Yeah. You're taking me on a trip so I can have fun and write my thesis. Sounds like a good plan, huh?
Are you going alone or are you going with me?
Come on, Dad. I'm bored sitting here all day.
Come on. This is no time for a trip. I have lots to do at the hospital.
There's always work to do. Don't make excuses, Dad.
It's what Dr. Bardia suggested.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Dr. Bardia.
Hey, you want to know something? When you lie, you have an extra line on your forehead.
Well, you know she's right. Dad, both of us need a vacation. Don't say no.
Very well. But first we have to go to the country house, okay?
Why there?
To see my imaginary friend.
Please stop it, Dad.
No. I need some stuff. I have to get them.
There they are. I took everything for you.
But you know, I need a couple of books I want to read. I do, really. Really.
Okay, fine. But you're not supposed to work during our trip. We want to go to the seaside and walk together, make kebab in the villa, go back to the seaside, make meals together every day. Stuff like that for 10 days.
Ooh, 10 days?
Well, yes.
Fine. Let's go. That's all you want to bring along?
Where are your books?
Open the gate.
Tell me where they are. I'll go get them. Why do you want to bring the car in?
I really want to show you my imaginary friend.
Dad, we already talked about this. It's not a joke.
I'm not joking. Honestly.
This is upsetting me, and it's not funny at all.
All right. Let me go get him, then. I mean the books, the books.
I really do exist. Oh, I am sorry, Pari. I swear to you, I did not want to scare you.
You must remember Elias, don't you?
Yes, sort of.
Pari has only seen me just a couple of times.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Back then, I used to come here to see you with Malud a lot, right? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Here you are. The tea will get cold.
Let it get cold. Let it get cold.
Daddy?
All right. Please go ahead.
I do remember lots of things about you. My dad talked a lot about you. Especially when you left so suddenly.
He didn't leave. He just disappeared.
So you disappeared last night too, right?
By the way, how come you suddenly disappear? Why do you do that?
Doctor, I think we've already talked about this a couple of times, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. We talked. But I haven't really been convinced.
By the way, why don't you want anyone to know you're here?
He really wants to be alone, huh? It's kind of a solitude. He's into stuff like that, you know.
Doctor, I don't honestly think that it is right to make fun of your guest in front of others, am I right?
You're not a guest. You own this house. You know, when he was leaving, when he was disappearing, he was greatly honored, but now he's finally back. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, and...
Doctor, please, I asked you.
Come on, this is Perry. She's my daughter.
I know, Doctor. But please, I am begging you not to.
Very well. Okay. All right, now, let's eat.
Well, let's hear from you, Perry. Your father was just saying that you will be graduating very soon.
If I can. Right now, I'm stuck on my thesis.
Yes, hopefully.
God willing.
Harry, dear. Do you need any help?
No, Dad, it's fine. It's only a couple of cups.
Very well.
Doctor, I have to tell you, you were making a big mess of everything back there.
Why? Oh. You mean the honor of everything? Well, I almost lost count over there. But I don't know what's wrong with Perry knowing.
There's nothing wrong with that. The only thing is then both of us have to go to a psychologist to get a certificate for our health. You know, Doctor?
Yeah?
You can't just go and tell everyone everything. You can't expect them to understand more than they are capable of. You see, what's happening to you and to me is very strange. Very strange. You can't expect people to make sense of everything, not like you and me. You have to be really careful about this.
Would you like some tea?
No, but thank you very much.
No, dear, I don't want any either. Come sit down. Come sit.
We're going on a trip for a couple of days.
We were supposed to go, dear. And that's why I wanted you to meet my dear friend. So, you know, you two could catch up, like old times.
We can't just leave a guest alone and leave, but don't blame me, please. Just a couple of months ago, you were saying I owned the place, huh?
Well, I didn't say we should leave him all alone here. We'll take him with us.
What do you say?
Well, I'd really like to come, and I'm sure you traveling with you will be a lot of fun, but your father is right. The truth is, I'm looking to be alone. I don't know how to say this, but what I'm looking for is peace and tranquility. And I have found it here in this garden.
Yeah. This place is really peaceful, very peaceful indeed.
And now I have come and taken that away from you, right?
No, not at all. Now that I'm sure you really exist, I'm really happy, not worried anymore. I mean, for my dad, of course.
So me going to a psychologist and stuff is over? Very well. Now that you're not worried anymore, I'll stay with Elias for a couple of days, and as the saying goes, what was that term I was looking for? Go on a joyride.
Doctor, you seem to be messing with me a lot tonight. You're having a ball.
Well, what should I do now? Is it okay if I stay?
No. Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure Elias will take good care of you.
Very well. Now that you're not worried anymore, spend a couple of days at Aunt Nayara's house so I don't have to worry about you, dear. All right. I'll tell Aunt Nayara to come stay with you.
But I have a better suggestion.
What's that?
Instead of going on the trip we wanted to take, let's come here. I promise not to disturb your peace. When I'm home, I'll go to my room and I'll work on my thesis. I won't bother you, really. Okay?
It's as if you really consider me the owner of this house or something.
Oh, dear God. Well, tonight's the last night that you're gonna be alone. Enjoy it.
He's an interesting person.
Yes, very.
What did you want to say about him when he got upset and stopped you?
Nothing, dear, nothing.
You really are scared of him. Well, at least tell me now he's not around.
Nothing. I wanted to talk about how he treated his brain tumor with prayer a couple of years back. That's it.
Daddy, you know something about yourself?
What?
When you lie, you get an extra line on your forehead. Anyway, I really am glad that he's come back.
Yes, so am I. I would never have imagined that I'd be able to see him so soon. It's a strange feeling. I felt very dependent on him during these past few days. Look, Perry, no one can know about Elias being in the country house, okay? Nobody.
Hey, doctor, not so fast there. I'm beginning to feel a little bit jealous.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
Miss Gadiani woke up, Doctor. She woke up after you left.
Very well.
Doctor, she's not ICU now. Dr. Bardia transferred her to the ward. She's in room 210. God bless her, she talks so much.
Thank you very much.
Doctor Mehran Far to recovery.
Oh. My dear sweetheart. Why are you doing this to yourself, really?
Mom, would you just stop it, please?
Be a little bit more patient. You're killing yourself.
Can't you see that I'm upset?
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Gadiani. Good to see you. And how are you, my girl?
Listen, Doctor, she's had a headache since this morning. We've done everything we can to calm her down. She has a lot of stress, Doctor. I don't know, Doctor. Something's just not right.
Which part of your head hurts you?
Everywhere. It hurts me everywhere.
And why are you so angry?
Well, you'd be angry too if you were in a supposed first-class hospital but had a splitting headache and no one to help you, wouldn't you? I'm in agony here, wouldn't you?
Look, my child. You've been through a very difficult surgery and a very complicated one. It's very natural for you to have a headache, at least for a while.
That's what all of you keep saying. It's natural, it's natural. Then what are doctors and hospitals for? Tell me! Well, give me something to take the pain away! Then why do you charge so much for
your
services?
Watch your mouth, Rose.
I'm sorry, Doctor. We weren't very successful in raising her.
This is the man who saved your life. How can you talk to him like that? If it wasn't for this man right here, you wouldn't even be alive.
I wish I'd died. At least I wouldn't be forced to take this damn pain every single moment of the day.
Listen. It says here in your file that they gave you sedatives just a half an hour ago.
Yeah. I think they gave me aspirin. Maybe children's aspirin.
Oh. So you'd like something stronger, yes?
This kind of pain needs strong sedatives, Doctor.
But I don't think you have that much pain at all, my child.
I'm truly sorry for you. You don't do your job and call people liars. Tell me, don't you get money for the sedatives you use?
You keep quiet, Rose.
What for? Why should I stay quiet when I have such pain? Oh, Daddy, get me out of this hospital right now!
Can you please wait outside for a few minutes, if you don't mind?
Of course.
What's wrong with you?
I told you what's
wrong. Be honest with me. Listen to me, dear. I am a doctor, and I'm a good doctor. So you can't fool me, even if you try.
I don't want to fool anyone. All I want is painkillers so I can calm down.
I said you'd already gotten it.
Those painkillers won't do me any good. I need triptazole, imipramin, scozina, something like that.
So you're a doctor now.
Ugh.
Listen to me. The medicine you just named are all sedatives, not painkillers.
It doesn't matter. I know they'll calm me down.
So you've used them before?
Look, Doctor. You either prescribe me what I told you to, or I'll have my father transfer me.
What else have you used? Tell me, do you use them on a regular basis? Outside of the hospital, I mean. Do your parents know about it? Do your parents know about all of this? Do they?
So then just send me to another hospital or something.
Okay, fine. Have it your way. But just so we don't worry your parents anymore, I'm forced to tell them that you don't have any pain. And tell me, why do I have to send you to another hospital? That'll make them worry even more, don't you understand? Should I tell them? Please listen to me, child. Now that God has given you a new life, you have to become a new person as well. You have to be thankful.
I can't become another person, Doctor. Please prescribe me those painkillers, I beg of you, please. Yes, you're right. I don't have any pain, but I'm restless, I'm anxious, I'm going crazy, I'm going out of my mind. And I can't stop taking them all at once either.
Okay. I'll have a psychologist come and see you. If he sees fit, we'll prescribe them for you.
Trust me, Doctor.
All you need to do is to trust her.
Don't let me die.
Listen to her. Trust her. Listen to her. All you need to do is listen to her. Trust her. Go back. Go back. Trust her. Just trust her. All you need to do is to trust her. Just trust her.
Tell me, dear. Do you remember me at all? I mean, do you think that we might have seen each other sometime
before?
Only
you can see and hear me. Listen to what I say to you. I don't remember anything. Did we meet?
And did you know that you had, well, a congenital problem, a vascular one in your head? Well, did you?
Yes. My dad just told me.
And which part of your head was that?
In my head, of course.
Tell me where exactly. Where in your head was it?
Well, you should know that, shouldn't you?
In the subcortical region. In the subcortical region of your brain.
The subcortical region of my brain is bleeding. You have to stop it or else it'll kill me.
I just don't know how to say it, Doctor. I don't know how to apologize.
Listen, Doctor, she's not that bad of a girl. Blame it on the pain she's going through. Please forgive her.
No, your daughter's not going through that much pain, you know.
What do you mean? Do you mean that she's lying?
Well, how can I say it? I think she has kind of issues.
Why would she have issues, Doctor?
Don't worry about it. It has to do with her problem and the surgeries that she's gone through. She'll be okay, I'm sure. But I really think that you should keep an eye on her.
But we've done everything she's asked us to do. We've never hesitated, Doctor.
Rose doesn't lack anything in her life, Doctor.
I said that you should keep an eye on her. Maybe that's what she lacks.
I don't understand.
A psychologist will come and, see your daughter. Visit her. Maybe he'll be able to explain things better than I have just now. Please excuse me. I have to go.
Doctor, am I poor to the surgery room?
Hello, Doctor.
Am I disturbing you?
No, please. Have a seat.
How are you feeling?
Not bad.
Did you see Rose?
Yes. I just saw her a few minutes ago.
So you know about her condition?
Yes, unfortunately.
I'm really worried about her parents. I'm sure they have absolutely no idea. You didn't tell them, did you?
Yeah. I tried to tell them some things. But that girl needs the help of a psychologist. It's best if he tells them himself.
I heard that you had an argument with Dr. Naini.
That's right. It really is the era of the media and news, isn't it? News gets around fast, really fast. Who told you about it?
Dr. Naini did. He asked me to come here and talk to you.
I don't understand why Dr. Naini doesn't want to finish this already. Why doesn't he?
It was over and done with. If you hadn't done what you did and said what you said.
Listen, Dr. Bardia. Please tell Dr. Naini that I apologized to Dr. Judot for the way that I acted yesterday. And I'll go to a psychologist today and get my approval on my mental health status. Of course, if he approves of it.
I really don't like the way that you're talking to me.
When did he start to get worse?
Well, it seems that he had a fever last night. And when I checked up on him this morning, he still had a fever. But he was alert. And his condition deteriorated half an hour ago.
Get me his images.
Doctor, what's wrong with my brother? Why is everyone gathered around him?
It's nothing, don't worry.
It's nothing serious, nothing serious.
Please, I'm بر رازدارستی بشر پیدا نکردی خیر و شر هر چه نا پیداست بر وی همه پیداست.